The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
The heroine of Pride and Prejudice is Elizabeth Bennet. She is one of the greatest and most complex characters ever written, not that you would know.
As a matter of fact, I've read it.
Oh, well, good for you.
I think you'd discover a lot of things if you really knew me.
If I really knew you, I know what I would find. Instead of a brain, a cash register. Instead of a heart, a bottom line.
Well, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks there from the film You've Got Mail. And if you were to pay attention to the stats, you might be considered a bit bonkers to run a bookshop as more and more people migrate to Amazon and purchase ebooks. Why would anyone want to pay rent and manage a bookstore? Our own book lover Liam Geraghty has been meeting some of those who are doing just that.
So we're standing outside the world's most yellow bookshop, it's fair to say, on the Coombe, just at the bottom of Mead Street.
Before 2017, the number of bookshops in the UK and Ireland had declined every year for more than 20 years, according to figures from the Booksellers Association. But since then, the figures have been flourishing with new bookshops opening. Bookshops like Marrowbone Books, a small secondhand shop run by Lily Power and Brian Flanagan. Lily says filling its shelves for the first time seemed deceptively simple.
We ended up needing a lot more books than we thought we would. It turns out books look like they take up a lot less space on the shelves than they do in boxes. So you think you have a lot of books and then you put them on the shelves and you're like, oh, we still need like 10,000 more books. Sorry, as it turns out.
For a few culture nights, we've played tunes in the shop. We have a lot of friends who play different kinds of traditional music. So we end up playing tunes in the shop a lot. We try not to get in the way of customers browsing for books, but it's happened.
Brian plays the banjo.
There's a pub next door for context. There are some fellas in the pub next door who, when we were setting up the bookshop, just assumed that it must be a front for something. Oh, you're opening a bookshop, sure. And when we painted the shop front yellow, the guy comes over and he says, "You idiot."
Everybody's going to realize you're drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, the whole point of this is you're supposed to be inconspicuous.
We're in Levitt's Quay now, just by the water. And we have two units here. The first unit, our first shop, is our second-hand shop. So we can...
There's another one just down the road as well.
Yeah, further. It's more or less attached, but not quite.
Right, okay.
It's separate units, and then we can go...
Joan Lucy is the owner of Vibes and Scribes in Cork City.
I worked in the bank a long, long time ago. This is over 29 years ago. And I got the offer of redundancy. I had a small child at the time, and my marriage had broken up, so I was feeling like something new. At the time, my sister was looking around Macroom, saying, what isn't in Macroom? So there's either a dry cleaners or a bookshop. So we'd always been a family who liked to read. The house was full of books. So it wasn't a difficult decision. I opened a bookshop in Macroom.
Joan moved the shop to Cork City to a bigger premises, but between ebooks and the internet, things haven't always run smoothly.
They did affect the book business, but you just have to change and diversify. Amazon has affected people, but it has swung back again, and now people want the experience of coming into the shop. They want to talk to the person that's there. They want a bit of connection. They want to speak to a human being.
In Dublin city centre, both customers and tourists alike are going into Ulysses Rare Books on Duke Street.
Traditional name of the bookshop that we have would be antiquarian, which suggests old, very old in some cases, collectible, dusty, leather-bound, all that type of thing.
The shop is run by brother and sister David and Aisling Cunningham.
Now, having said that, we did start out with a lot of those kind of books, but we've shifted the emphasis to more modern 20th century literature.
I was just browsing upstairs, yeah. And I think I seen a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory from maybe 1995.
I mean, we have J.K. Rowling here as well, so it gives an idea that we've moved the emphasis a little bit.
I'm Harry Potter.
Well, we get people ringing up saying, oh, you know, I have a Harry Potter and we found it in the attic, or, you know, it's on the shelf and it must be worth something, because you hear, like, there was the Philosopher's Stone is the first edition that came out, and there were only 500 of them published. And they always make the headlines when they sell at auction. The most recent made something like £50,000 in the UK. So once the people hear that, they're going to their bookcases looking for their Potters.
Back Back in the Liberties, I asked Lily Power and Brian Flanagan, how's business?
Yeah, surprisingly good. Like, I wouldn't recommend, I don't know, you know.
Setting up a bookshop.
I just mean, if you're, you know, if you're looking to make a bunch of money, I wouldn't recommend it. But it's, we kind of thought, oh God, this is the silliest idea on the planet. I don't know, we sort of thought before we opened, like, we would need to immediately diversify. But then we actually set up the shop and...
And then, like, people just bought them all. And we were just like, oh, this is really unexpected. I guess we had to, like, start from scratch. And we just thought it would sit there with, like, the nice books on the shelves and people would, like, slowly get the aesthetic. But no.
You know, we're not looking to retire young, but it's surprisingly... Like, people still buy books.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.